It is Google and Facebook suddenly in a face-off against a group called the News Media Canada. Newspaper publishers like the Globe and Mail, the National Post, Post Media, Torstar, which publishes the Toronto Star, La Presse, and Quebecor. They've put out a report 5 days ago that is saying the government's got to take strong action against Google and Facebook, who control the lion's share of the advertising between 60 and 90% of digital ads, they allege. And they said, here's what's got to happen. Number one, we get to negotiate together, a collective bargain, all of us together. And when we're going to do that, the government should support us, they argue. And what they want to do here is get intellectual property rights. So they allege that they can get paid more and have to get licensing fees from Google and from Facebook. They say, quote, these companies are dictating unfair terms to publishers on the use of their content, including anti-competitive outcomes and accessing the publisher's content, audience, and data without transparency, they allege, and without compensation. That's what they say. And they say, hey, we should do what Australia is doing. And we're going to say, hey, Google, hey, Facebook, you got to license our content. You got to have a fair pricing. And we're going to act together. How is Google responding? Well, Richard Gingras is the vice president of news for Google, and he joins us now. First of all, thanks for being here. I hope in this pandemic you and your loved ones are doing okay. What is Google's response to News Media Canada, that you guys are uncompetitive, they need to collectively bargain, and you got to start paying to license their content?
Well, I think it's, first of all, important that we understand the facts. And I'm personally quite disappointed that an association that purports to represent quality journalism would launch such unfounded attacks that, frankly, have no factual basis. I mean, let's look at just that assertion you mentioned that somehow we take unfair advantage of their content, or, as they have said at times, stolen their content. Now, those of you who use Google Search know this. You come to Google Search, you look for some information, and what you get back is a series of links. It's a headline and a snippet, and a link, and sometimes a small photograph. And if you click on that, you go directly to the publisher's site. We do that with the permission of the publishers, and the traffic that we send them is immensely valuable. Last year, we sent 5 billion visits to news sites across Canada, which the accounting firm Deloitte valued at $500 million per year. So there's tremendous value going to them. And in fact, if you think about it, you know, in the world of print, newspapers spent something like 30% of their operating budgets on distribution, paying newsstands to carry their products. They paid newsstands to carry their products. Google provides the equivalent benefit in the digital environment at no cost.
But they're let me just, Richard, you know what they say to that. They say that's true. And by the way, the facts do bear that out, that Google News drives traffic to publishers. Absolutely. There's no question. But they say they don't benefit from it because the advertising dollars are hosed up by Google and Facebook. So they're getting audiences, but they're getting no revenue. So it's basically a deathly model for them.
Well, that too is inaccurate. There's no question the newspaper business models have been dramatically impacted by the internet itself, right? One way to look at how the newspaper model has changed is you could think of the Toronto Star in 1985 as the internet of their communities before there was one. We went to it for all kinds of things, right? To find a job in the classifieds, to look at the big ads from the department stores if I wanted to go buy a new suit. You know, my mom found recipes and the discount coupons for the supermarket. But we don't do that anymore as users. You don't do that, right? That's not, you'd go to Kijiji to buy a car for your son. Discount coupons don't matter anymore. They're loyalty card programs. And department stores, you know, are a shadow of their former selves. Those categories were 75, 80% of their ad revenue. That didn't come to Google. It evaporated with the competition of the internet. Right. So, yes, their business models have changed. And as long as they continue to provide value to their users, then we see great examples in Canada of news businesses being sustainable and profitable.
But they are saying that it's a two-way street. You're driving traffic to them, but they're also driving traffic to you. That Google search engine and your brand is so powerful, you're getting the ads on it, and essentially the links to their content are the sticky attraction that are getting people to use your site. So you're betting, you're benefiting from very expensive content newspapers are producing to use your site. You're benefiting from the ads, and you're saying, well, look, we're letting you read that stuff anyway. But in the end, the newspaper companies are alleging you got to pay more. You can't just keep describing this as a link. It's a platform, and you guys have to pay for the privilege of using our content to attract people to your search engine. That's their allegation.
Yes, again, but be careful on using the term use their content, right? Like a newsstand, they provide headlines and links to us that we provide to users, which allow them to discover these sites. But here, too, the facts matter, right? News searches are about 1.5%, only 1.5% of Google searches in Canada. It's a tiny part of our business, and it yields less than $10 million in revenue to Google. So the idea that the value exchange between publishers and Google is imbalanced is just not borne out by the facts. And if you ask any digital player who built their businesses online, look at Village Media in Canada, who is leading the way globally on reinventing local news. Ask them their views about how they advantage themselves from Google search to build their businesses.
But their point is that the value for the news may only be small in comparison to Google's bottom line, but the value of attracting people to use the Google, and then you're in the Google universe. You're in the Google space, and Google is profiting from the ad dollars there. And so it's really used as a kind of shingle and almost an advertisement. And that's why, so I'm just going to ask you, because when the federal government is going to examine this report, and they're going to say, maybe we'll join Australia and put in a system that will make Google, make Facebook license content before they use it and negotiate together, what will Google's response be?
Well, as we have worked with governments around the world, and that is my job, I've spent a lot of time in Australia and in France and other countries lately on these laws. The devil is in the details, right? We're engaged thoroughly with the ministries in Canada. I met with them just recently to make sure that they understand how the internet ecosystem works, and we can get into that further. And should they look to propose a new regulation, that they do so in a fashion that is equitable and fair, and certainly workable for businesses like Google. So we're certainly willing to come forward. We've announced new programs. We've provided huge amounts of financial resources and technological resources to news publishers in Canada and beyond. And we'll continue to do so, but we'll do so only in a fashion that allows our business to be workable, right, and frankly, that protects the level playing field that is the internet itself, that protects the level playing field that is the advertising economy in the digital space.
Well,
I only got 30 seconds,
but let me just see if I could go in. I'd love to have you back because I spoke to the Heritage Minister about this, and he made some real tough accusations about what you guys are doing. And I know that you're facing some stuff in the States, but unfortunately, I got to go to a break. How about this? Richard, I really appreciate you joining us. I'd have this discussion again. Richard Gingras is the Vice President of News for Google. Unfortunately, we got to drop it here because we're in a national break, but I'm going to invite you back to continue this important discussion.